Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 5, we were taught that a pastor needs to be careful not to go along with the sin because everybody in the church is doing it. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now we hit verses 22 and 23, and here we have four imperative commands for the pastor. So let me read those verses, and then we will look at each command. He says, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake, and then oft infirmities. Now, he started out by saying, lay hands suddenly on no man. A lot of us think of that as, hey, don't take off and just punch somebody square in the nose, okay? Don't be ready to get into a fight. That's actually not what it's talking about. It's actually a reference to ordination. Do not ordain men in ministry without a thorough investigation. Remember in 1 Timothy 3:6 that whoever is to be appointed pastor is not to be a novice. Now, when we just read verses 19 and 20 about accusations against elders and so forth, that tells us this is a very important statement. It's only logical that we put this here. And he goes on to say, neither be partakers of other men's sins. Now, sin is sin. The idea here is just because respectable society does it, it does not make it right. Let me say that again. Just because respectable society does it, it does not make it right. It's not all right for you to do it because they do. For example, I can remember when pastors in our fundamental Baptist churches preached against the movies. Back in that day, we were watching movies as wild as Flubber. Okay? I remember when Gone with the Wind came out and there was a cuss word, one cuss word on it. And there was such a holy nature about the church in those days that people heard a lot of sermons against that and the corruption it would do to our society. Before too long, you'd hear cussing publicly. It'll be on television. And, of course, they thought back then, no, it wouldn't go to that extreme that it would be on television. And it was interesting because when that came out, people be out in the streets the next day that went to the movie and said, did you hear the word? Now they call it mild. Probably wouldn't even get a PG rating for the word that was used. So again, they preached against that one day. They preached against smoking. Used to hear sermons on smoking all the time. Heard about social drinking. Preached against it completely. Others may do it. But you are a fundamental Christian. You walk with God. You want fellowship with Him. You want to grow in His grace and knowledge. You want to be spiritually right and walk in holiness and righteousness. Then you don't do it. We live in a fast-paced religious world today. Too often, the case is that Christians are caught up with the philosophy of the world. The world's philosophies and opinions are actually in a constant flux of change. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 21 tells us, my son, Fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. Fear thou the Lord, he said. The opposite of the fear of the Lord is meddling with those who are given to change. Now, I think it's important to look at that verse for a moment. The word meddle is defined by the Hebrew lexicon as to intermix. We're being told in Scripture not to be party to, nor have partnership, that is, fellowship with, those who always call for change. Well, change from what? Well, the verse mentioned the fear of God. So it's a change from the fear of God. It is changed from the word, the will, and the way of God. Why? Because what is the fear of God? Well, again, we don't have to get 1,000 theologians together to tell us what the fear of the Lord is. All we have to do is go to the Bible and let the Bible give us a definition of the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord, Proverbs 8:13 says, is to hate evil. And so, the opposite of the fear of the Lord is those that begin to embrace that which is evil and give it acceptability and respectability. They're given to change. I've seen preachers at one time preached against rock music in the church, rock music anywhere. And now they have it in their church. They've eased up on their musical standards. Did God change? Well, Malachi 3:6, we read, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Now, Satan tries his best to get the churches to change music, the message, and the manner of worship so that it's less reverent and holy in style. And the argument is always, it is what we have to do to win them, as if the worship service is for young people instead of for the Lord. The worship service is for the Lord and bringing us to God and bringing men to God that they may know Him. So often it is what we have to do to win them is missing the number one idea of the church service, which is to worship the Lord our God in a manner that is holy and acceptable unto Him, and not the world. Ezekiel faced this in his day. You know, we think that this new contemporary stuff and emerging church stuff is brand new. It's not. Goodness gracious, it's old as dirt. Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 30 through 33 says this, "And thou, son of man, the children of thy people, still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they set before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and one who can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them." Again, I've just seen too many men who preach the fundamentals of the faith leave it for the simple purpose of maintaining numbers. When preachers change from Bible or holy standards that are righteous, when they take standards that are against the flesh and are in the spirit, and they begin to change, the Bible instructs the Christian to meddle not with them that are given to change. And that's the pastor, you get away from him. And if he doesn't leave your church, then you leave the church and go to a church where you do find one who preaches and teaches the Word of God as it is to men as they are. I know that hits some people the wrong way, but Let God be true and every man a liar. Now we see another imperative command here. He says, keep thyself pure. Pure speaks of freedom from defilement and chastity. And I believe there's a twofold application. First, it is dealing with moral purity. He's to be true to his wife. He's not looking at pornography on the internet. He's not looking at pornography on anything. As a matter of fact, I think that it's, well, as a pastor, I've instructed that my computer is to be checked. And my wife at home can check our computer, and she always has the right to come up and check my computer at any time. Make sure that there's nothing that is pornographic or nothing that is fleshly upon it that would lead to moral impurity. Secondly, I believe keep thyself pure is also referring to doctrinal purity, since verse 17 refers to doctrine and the word as it starts out this Greek paragraph. You see, too many have gotten involved in the contemporary movement or the emerging church movement, and they've broken this imperative. You might say they're pragmatic. Now, pragmatism, within the context of Christian ministry, entails the implementation of any practice or program into the ministry that appears to produce results, regardless of whether or not such practices or programs coincide with biblical principles of ministry. Pragmatism embraces the philosophy that the end justifies the means. In a sense, it denies the war between the flesh and the spirit and tries to take the black and white and mix them into a gray. Therefore, those who espouse a pragmatic philosophy of ministry use methods and programs such as cooperative evangelism, worldly gimmicks, rock, contemporary Christian music, which I really call it religious rock music, and all the like in their churches and ministries, because such practices and programs appear to draw larger crowds to the church, win people to Christ, etc., etc. Well, my friend, what you win them with is what you win them to. And if you win them with the flesh, you've won them to the flesh. And that leads to destruction. So, again, too many have broken this imperative to keep thyself pure. Now we see the fourth imperative command here, use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine oft infirmities, in verse 23. Now he's not speaking of alcoholic wine.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.